Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
In other positive news for Victorian racing and breeding this week, two exciting new additions will join the roster at Chatswood Stud. Greg Willis joins us on the program to discuss this in much more detail. How are you, Greg?
I'm very well, Joe. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, Greg, some good news. You've managed to snare All-American for the roster this season. Tell us the story there.
Yeah, we he obviously won the Emirates into Victoria. He's a natural horse to stand in Victoria. He did stand at Arrowfield, and sometimes it happens when a horse relocates, they get a really good horse. When in his case, he had Yankee Rose that won a couple of Group 1s, and she was a champion, Australian champion. So he had his Australian champion filly, so he's become very commercial once again. And the most important thing for us is he's a lovely horse, firstly, and a good pedigree, but he's completely free of Danzig and Dunhill blood, so you're nearly every second mare around the place will suit him. And a lot of his winners have been out of, he's had 10 winners out of Reduced Choice mares, for instance. So there's certainly a big batch of mares out there, and I think he'll get more opportunity here and more quality mares and more of them. So he had a good two-year-old winner today, for instance. So he's really on fire, and we're very pleased to have him here.
He's come across, of course, for our listeners from Western Australia's Geesel Park, and he's been a success story there. He's, of course, the sire of Yankee Rose, a high-class Group 1 winning mare herself, and he's had around 45-plus winners on the track, and his yearlings have averaged, Greg, around $60,000 at the sales.
Yeah, that's right, Joe, and the $60,000 this year, it's not just, you know, Easter Premier, it's all around Australia, it's everywhere, so that's a remarkable average, really, if you're comparing with a lot of other sides that have stand a lot more service fee. We just can't wait to get him here. As you know, he won the Emirates, he beat So You Think, and I think he still holds the record, 133.9, for fastest end tire for the mile at Flemington. So, you know, they've been racing there a long time, and he still has that distinction.
What's been the early reaction to this news from breeders?
It's been really good. Not surprisingly so, but I think the first day we took five. We let the press know first, and then we've got 3,000 on our email list. We got that out there, and it's been really, really positive. So we've only had the two stallions for a few years. We get offered a lot of horses, and you've got to really have your heart in them to sell them and believe in them. And this horse certainly fits that that category.
And you've set him at a reasonable fee, Greg, $13,200?
We have, Joe, yeah. He covered more mares last year in Western Australia than any other size, so he's definitely popular, and he just slots in for us. He's a proven horse. A lot of people will stick to proven horses these days. There's always new horses on the block, which can be exciting, but at the end of the day, there's a large pool of mare owners out there that would rather support a proven horse.
Another new addition for the Chatswood Stud roster this season is a horse by the name of Ajaya, a son of Invincible Spirit, who was introduced himself to Australia by Chatswood back in 2003. So you're bringing a son of him out here, who himself was a top two-year-old trained by William Haggis in the UK.
Yes, Joe, we're very excited to bring this horse out here. As you just said, we took Invincible Spirit out here. I'm Invincible was produced from here, so that sideline is almost a dynasty in itself now. But Invincible Spirit sort of stands at $170,000 equivalent Australian dollars now at the Irish National Stud. And he's produced several commercial stallions, ZDB, Cable Bay, Ajaya, and ZDB, I mean. But interestingly, Ajaya, his two-year-old time form is above Cable Bay, ZB, and indeed above his own sire, Invincible Spirit. So he was a very highly regarded two-year-old by Invincible Spirit. His female family's from a reduced choice female family. So he's the other thing which we love about him, a lot of good breeders over there have commented how much likeliness he is in stature to his two Invincible Spirits. So it'll be a bit spooky having him back here because we're going to put him in the same box that Invincible Spirit was in and looking like him. We hope we roll the dice doing that.
Hopefully a bit of the luck rubs off. Of course, Ajaya was standing at Rathbarry Stud in the Northern Hemisphere. How was he received and supported there?
He's working. His first season, he's only a four-year-old. He's working very, very well. He's really good in the barn. They've been going 40 or 50 years. They're a family-run stud, as we are. They stand at Acclimation, one of the leading stallions in the world. And they certainly provide their stallions with the best possible start in life with good quality mares. And they've got a good track record of proving successful stallions, turning them out. So I'm sure that will continue with Ajaya.
On the racetrack, William Haggis, his trainer, described him as possessing good speed and a good temperament.
Yeah, also he was just loved the fast ground, which, 90% of our races are on, good fast tracks here. So showed a lot of speed, very precocious two-year-old by Invincible Spirit from the family of Edge Choice. So it's hard to see this horse not making a really big name for himself as a sire.
And like All American, he'll stand for a fee of $13,200?
Yes, yeah, he will. We've started him at the same price. Reward for effort was kept at 16.5. And Achiever, he's just starting to fire up now. He looks like he's producing stays. He's and a bar out of a Zibil mare, which isn't surprising, and a Real and third in the Oaks of the week. And she's going up to Queensland. So he's well on the way getting his first Group 1 winner. And, he's really just starting to fire up for us.
Yeah, you mentioned Anna Royale, the daughter of Anna Cheever, a Group 1 place getter recently in the Australasian Oaks in SA. And it's possible she will run in the Queensland Oaks on June 3. What's the likelihood at this stage that she will go to the post?
Yeah, I've heard Stewie Webb say she's barring accident, she's pretty certain to go up there. Interestingly, she's raced by Jeff and Jill Guest, who... Raced an Achiever in the same colours, so it'd be very fitting if his first Group 1 winner was produced by an Achiever's owners and in an Achiever's colours. It'd be great.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's exciting for you. A Group 1 winner for an Achiever looks only around the corner. So plenty of good news emanating out of Chatswood Stud at the moment, as there is in general in Victorian racing and breeding at the moment. Greg, this has been a very positive edition of Talking Horses. We've touched on the prize money increases with Racing Victoria on the show. That's great news. You must be pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I just read them today. It's really good minimum Saturday meetings and it's spread right across the board from picnics to some of the Group 1s. So they should be congratulated with the across-the-board increases.
Well, good luck with your two new stallions for this upcoming spring. I hope they're a great success for you. You do tend to find a pretty handy stallion.
Yeah, we've produced a few over the years. So they're going back. In the old days, Flying Spur and Danjiro Geiger Counter, we've had a few good ones pass through. So we're really excited, geared up for these four boys this year to give them the best opportunity.
That's Greg Willis from Chatswood Stud, talking horses with us on RSN 927.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.